Good afternoon, good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm introducing this week's paradigm shifter, somebody who's making a difference on the planet and assisting in the human consciousness shift we're all working toward, Eve Kerwin, who channels White Buffalo Woman. Welcome to the show, Eve.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Oh, I'm loving your book, The Awakening. To be honest, I didn't quite finish it, but I finished the end of it. So this book, The Awakening, which is about your beginnings, your waking up and beginning to channel White Buffalo Woman and the various things that you've been through, is really riveting. And I have to say, that book actually activates me, meaning it opens file folders in me and makes me wake up and feel expanded. So good work on the book.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I guess this has really been a piece of cake for you, waking up like this.
it's been fascinating to myself when I think back over the years of what has transpired. It's been quite an experience, and still within it, and looking forward to what's ahead as well.
Well, I'm going to ask you a few questions. One is, your waking up was around 1996?
Really around, well, I'd say before that, actually. What really happened was I became a widow in 94. So I'd say really about 3 years before that, I really began to go deep and deep and deep within myself, and I became more and more intrigued with the workings of the universe. And one thing led to another, one thing led to another. But I have to say my true understanding began probably, I'd say roughly about 91, I would say.
Now tell me this, did you know when you were little that you had a drive like this?
No, not at all.
Okay. So
not at all.
And did you come from a religious background?
No, I can't really say that. I was born and raised Catholic, Roman Catholic, and I attended Catholic grammar school until eighth grade, and my choice, I did not want to continue. My older sister went through Catholic college. I did not care to move in that direction. But I will say that I feel that due to the Catholic grammar school experience, my discipline, I believe, was ingrained due to the way the nuns worked with us. I was very disciplined always as a child. For example, when I would return home from school, from the end of the school day, all the children, my playmates on the street would get together and go out and play and gather and maybe until dinner time go in and then maybe begin their homework. Not me. I'd come home from school. No one would say that I would need to do this, but it was within myself. I would go home and I would begin to do my homework assignments immediately, and I would want to complete them and know that I, you know, it was done and over with, and then I would go outside and join in if they were still around.
So it's part of your nature, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I want to go farther. I was also raised Catholic, and I also went to Catholic school till eighth grade. Isn't that interesting? And I think I was pretty disciplined up till then, too, but that faded quickly. But back to you and White Buffalo Woman. So before, 3 years before your husband passed, you found yourself seeking kind of mystical or ancient secrets or ancient wisdom. Is that right?
I began to, yes, really thirst for more and more information. I began to read more intently, and I myself then began to work with channelers, which I didn't even know what a channeler was. To be honest with you, a friend of mine introduced me to a channeler, and I didn't even have a clue what it was, or, you know, what a channeler did. And there was a channeler that I dealt with who he was, I'm here in Connecticut, and at the time, my first meeting with him, he was in the Massachusetts area. He has now passed. But it was through him that he had channeled for me that, and of course I did not understand. I did not understand at all what he was trying to convey. But he was telling me that I was going to become a channeler. Mm-hmm. And I said, what are you talking about? You know, I don't understand what you're saying. But he wouldn't say it in that vein. I mean, he wasn't as blunt as saying, you're going to be doing what I'm doing. Not at all. He would say, you know, you will get into this next phase. You will complete this karma. Most importantly, this will be completed, and then this will kick in. And, you know, and I didn't really quite understand what he was talking about until it really all did begin for me.
And so how did it begin for you? Did you I'm so interested in the way, I'll let you explain it to people at home, the way that you began to channel White Buffalo Woman was very, very dramatic. Because I also channel, but I've never been through anything like that. Thank heaven.
Well, it was, what it really occurred was as I stated, my husband passed away in 94. And so it was very shortly after his passing that I would be alone by myself in my bedroom, and I would work with the energy of the drum, and I would start to, well, first what I did was...
How did you come upon the drum?
Well, someone who I had worked with who is Native American, he was a healer, and he had informed me that I needed to work with the energy of a drum, and I said, why? And I believe that he knew as well that something was coming my way, and he wanted me to have my own experience with it. He didn't want to just blurt out and say, start using a drum and something's going to happen for you. And I don't think he wanted to promise me that, but I believe on some level he was already aware of that. So he encouraged me that I must start working with a drum.
And that's to increase your frequency and to break up the old congestions, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so I began to... be by myself in my bedroom. I would close my door and begin to meditate. And I would begin to meditate and, you know, just take myself wherever I needed to go. And within a two-week interval, the Kundalini energy broke through. I had no clue, you know, when this occurred. It was quite frightening, actually. My body started to shake so violently that I think if anyone was to see what I was, feeling, they would have probably have called for an ambulance. I mean, it was like a violent shake that started at the base of my spine and literally worked right up the spine, just like a snake, as they say, and went right up to the back of my head, up through the top of my head. And I just couldn't believe that this happened. That was my breakthrough after 2 weeks, really, of intense meditating. Hmm. And after that two-week interval, I would then begin bringing in the drum. So I would start the meditation with the meditation, and then after I would come back within myself more so, I would take the drum and start beating the drum. And I would beat the drum again for about another 2 week interval. And when that occurred, it would be like a little process I would go through every day. Then one day I was sitting there after I finished beating the drum, I started to experience excruciating pain in the center of my chest. It was so intense that I really thought I was going to pass away. I thought I was probably in the midst of a heart attack. I didn't know what to think. It was so intense. It was as if a fist or a vice was in the middle of my chest, turning tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. And it was just suffocating me, but extremely painful. And so I started to say within myself, well, I guess I'm going to pass here. And I started to feel sorry for my children, thinking, oh my goodness, they just lost their father. Now they're going to find their mother in their bedroom, in her bedroom. And it was quite a fear that came through me, but I started making my peace and thanking God for everything and saying, I guess I'm going to go. And little did I know, this was the breakthrough with White Buffalo Woman. This was how the channeling broke through. And this pain was so intense, and it was turning, and then it started to move. And it was like a bubble. Now it like was a only way I could explain it. It was like a bubble bursting. It was trickling up to my throat, moving higher and higher and higher. And when it reached a certain point, I started to speak, you know, and did not know that this was White Buffalo Woman. I was speaking a foreign language, and it was endless. I could not stop talking if I wanted to.
It was in the native tongue.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
And this went on for quite a while. And so I, every day, began the same process again. And so after a few days, I started to record what I was bringing through, not having a clue. And I would play back the recording, and I couldn't believe my ears. It was only myself in the room doing this with myself. And when I would play back the tape, there was a drum beating in the background. It wasn't me beating my drum. There was a drum on the tape being recorded. And I said, this is amazing. So I started to have a friend of mine listen. And, you know, and I didn't mention it to her. I just said, I just want you to listen to this. And then she said to me, who's playing the drum? And that's what I wanted to see, if it was just my imagination or if someone else heard this. And I said, do you hear it? And she said, yes, it's a definite drum. I said, I don't know who's playing the drum. And that's what how it all began.
Well, that's pretty exciting. And then,
yes.
So what happened? Did White Buffalo Woman tell you what the purpose of any of this is? Did she explain herself at all? Or where did her function become so clear?
It became clear as the healings began to occur. This was another process. I explain this in my book, what really happened step by step. But
I love the explanation in the book, the bagel shop.
Yes, yes. And my hands would just move over, you know, different people at different points within their body uncontrollably. Is this my hands were totally guided, totally guided. And it was, you know, I can clearly see this was divine intervention. It was one step after another. It was truly all through spirit, every step of the way.
How wonderful. And I go back to the same thing. Does White Buffalo Woman actually speak and tell you who she is and what she's doing?
Not really. She doesn't, you know, say, well, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. Or no, not in that manner.
Or I'm here to change a certain kind of thing or here to impact the feminine or anything like that.
No.
Okay. All right, so continue. It's very exciting, and yet you also had ET intervention, didn't you?
Yes.
Can you explain a little bit about that? That was pretty exciting.
Yes, that was very exciting.
I envy that. I want that.
Well, you know, there's been many little situations over the years with myself with the ET energy, and but the major one was when I was in Glastonbury, England, and I was with a spiritual group. We were about 18 people, and we were visiting many of the sacred sites there in England, and this one particular day, we visited the area where the Knights of the Round Table truly took place, where the round table meetings, you know, would occur and so forth. And it was sacred ground. And that's also a fascinating story that I speak about in the book when I had experience with the cows. The cows came from every direction due to White Buffalo Woman's command. She called them. And she literally instructed the cows to ground the energy that a spacecraft would be landing that evening in that particular area where I was standing, which was the area where the Knights of the Round Table really sat around that table. And it was a vortex.
Was she calling them in your in the language?
Oh, yes, in the language that she was speaking.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
And it was just amazing. The people who witnessed this with the cows just were blown away. They couldn't believe their eyes. It was as if I was holding court with cows. The cows were all just right there with me, and I had their undivided attention. Well, actually, Spirit did, and she spoke to them, and then instructed them, and then she dispersed them, and then they just wandered away. And that evening, little did I know that the craft was coming to take me up on it, me
wonderful,
personally.
Wonderful. So tell us about that.
Well, that was pretty amazing. I was ready to retire for the evening, and I was on a campsite, and there was these little green lights that appeared just before I was, you know, ready to sleep, and it was pretty, you know, dark. I mean, you couldn't see anything. It was just pitch black, and all of a sudden, these little green lights were appearing, just accumulating just all around me in droves of lights, and like little neon green blinking lights. And I said, uh-oh, I wonder what this is going to turn out to be. And I felt that it was ET energy, and I felt it was connected to the Palladian energy. Why, I don't know, but that's what I felt. And then my body started to contort. I had no control. My body started moving, twitching very rapidly, almost painfully. And then I felt myself separate from my body. And I literally saw myself rise above my body. My body was laying there, laying on my cot, but now I saw myself rise above it. And I went up, 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 and I looked above my head. And there was this huge spacecraft. It was just huge. And I just was lifted up very easily and went right up through, I'll say, the trap door, and went higher and higher and higher, went in, and it was just huge. I can't even stress how huge this vehicle, this vessel was. And the beings were lined up on each side. And I was walking between them. In other words, it was like a row. And they were very willowy and wispy, just like filaments of wisps of, I don't know what I can say. They were just very etheric, almost like cloud-like beings, as if you touched them, you could have just bent them. Mm. And they were on each side of me, and one being was in front of me rolling out a red carpet, and my feet would touch a red carpet as I continued to walk endlessly, endlessly, endlessly down, I'll say, a corridor. And then when I finally reached the destination where I was to go to, where they were directing me, I was speaking to an energy. I did not see a form. It was an energy that was speaking to me. It was a masculine voice, and he thanked me for following through with my mission here on Earth, and it told me, advised me that there would be much more to come. And then he showed me two beings that were ETs, but they showed themselves to me in the form, the human form, as a man and a woman. The woman was to my left, and the man was to my right. And the man was dressed in, he had a little windbreaker on, a zipped-up windbreaker, and he was frail and old. He was kind of hunched over. And the woman was dressed, it was very strange, she was dressed in a, like an old-fashioned duster. I'll call it a duster, you know, like our mothers or grandmothers of our era would wear with the snaps and kind of colorful.
Used to wear for housekeeping, yeah.
Exactly. And she had a little pocketbook, a square, very square pocketbook over her left wrist. And I was shown these two people that weren't really people. They were ETs, but I was told by the voice, the energy, that I would be meeting up with these energies here on Earth. And so they wanted to show me what they would look like in the human form. And they said more would be revealed. Now, that did not occur as of yet. I don't know when that will happen, but I guess I'm awaiting another experience with these two beings that somehow will connect with me whenever the time is right. And
What do you think, Eve? Do you think there are so many beings who have consciousness as you do, which is a powerful healing consciousness, a powerful channel, that have been influenced by ETs. What do you think happened at that point? Do you feel like they activated some of your own abilities?
I do. Within some level, I do feel that it's timing. And so, yes, we come here, we take the human form, and, of course, we're all on a mission. And so for me personally, I guess I needed to get through what I needed to get through in a regular way, whatever that means, as everyone else, you know, experiences childhood and so forth and so on. But then I believe when I was, you know, reaching a certain point within this journey, then that's when the connection, you know, they kicked in with me, because now a whole other chapter was coming in to bring me into what's occurring now with the world and what I'm here to do.
And what are you here to do?
I'm really here to activate and open many, many people. I really feel that my mission, when I'm working with people, is the I'm creating deep, deep activations for each soul to go deeply within and to come to really their point within themselves, to more so understand their own beingness and what it is that they now need to do to continue to assist not only themselves but their fellow man. I mean, the many, 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 many people that I've worked with over the years now, the testimonials I've received, the letters, the phone calls, it just goes on and on, how people's lives have changed and how many people have shared with me that maybe at the beginning when they first heard the information coming through, what I would bring through for them, they didn't quite grasp it or understand it. But as time moved on, it was shown to them. And again, it's their process. So I'm really activating them and maybe shifting things energetically, what needs to occur now for them to bring them up a notch or two, and then they're able to then start accessing what they need to do within themselves, and it makes more sense as time passes on.
So you're a part of a rather huge shift that's going on in human consciousness right now, aren't you?
Yes.
How do people get a hold of you? Your work sounds very dynamic and wonderful.
Well, I totally work. You have to reach me by phone. I do not use the computer. This is my choice. Many people have debated this with me over the years. They'd say, what's wrong with you? You need to be on the computer. And I held my ground and I said, no, I don't feel that that's for me. I do not. I work with so many people energetically. In all honesty, I can see what the computer is doing to their fields of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the computer is very, very valuable. I mean, the whole world is running by the computer now. But I can also see where it's taking a toll on the field of energy.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, energetically, I feel that it's breaking the field down. Many of these people are just in front of a computer constantly, and it does take a toll. It's just like, for example, a microwave oven. You know, the microwave, yes, it's quick and it's easy and so forth, but it does deplete the vitamins and nutrients and minerals of the food content. It takes away, and that's what I feel. You know, the computer is also helping to break down fields of energy certain degrees within people, and I
you think
see
it's
this
just
all
breaking
the time.
Down our nutrient base. Is that it?
Exactly.
So what can we do to offset that? Those of us who are, I mean, here we are talking on the computer, aren't we?
Yes. Well, it just depends. We need to keep replenishing, through eating good, wholesome foods and meditating and quiet time and being with nature and so forth. But I see what it does, what it has done working with so many people over the years, that I myself have elected not to use it. I feel like I am my own computer. We all are. And I do not care to interfere with what's coming through me. So I've elected not to use the computer. So people can reach me on my home phone, And that's how I do it. It's worked for me all these years. And the ironic thing is that just the last few years, people have been congratulating me now with the opposite way. People would say to me, what's wrong with you? You need to be using the computer. Now people are saying to me, you're smart that you're not using the computer. You're not overwhelmed. You don't have to check emails. You're not going there. And that's exactly true. I feel, you know, it's less of a burden for me. And I feel like I've gotten to this point without the computer. I think that's kind of my way. I don't know.
And your service just keeps growing, right?
Yeah. One tells another, one tells another. So people find me. Whoever needs to find me does kind of connect with me one way or the other.
Well, you know, you're so interesting. You could just talk, but I'm wondering, would you like to take callers?
Sure.
All right.
I'd love to.
We're going to give the numbers out right now. And then if you would like, give the number that you give to people for sessions if they want to. But first I'll give the call-in number. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227 if you want to call and talk to Eve. And maybe she'll do a little channeling for us. 877-876-5227 in the U.S. And in Canada, from Canada, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. So if you want to talk to Eve, call soon. And if you want to talk to her in person, otherwise, you want to give a number, Eve?
Yes, my home number is 203-322-3689. And be patient with me. I will always return the call. Sometimes people will call and they'll become, you know, quite impatient, and it's because I'm traveling. I do travel quite a bit, but I will always, return the call eventually. So.
And we already have a caller. Would you like to take this call, Eve? You're on the air.
Yes. Hello there, Veronica.
Hi, Brian. This is Eve Kerwin. This is Brian, one of our favorite callers.
Hi, Brian.
Hello, Eve. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, man, I gotta say, it's an honor to talk to you.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
I had been listening to hear with you talking with Veronica about this, and it's just fascinating, your story. And how does one reach you to get the book? Is it just through your telephone?
No, you can. The fastest way is I can give you a toll free number. It's 877 by book. BYBOOK, or you can order it www.buybooksontheweb.com, or also you can go through Amazon.
Okay.
Borders Bookstore can, you know, any of the big stores can also, you know, order it if it's not on the shelf. Some of them have it, some of them don't. But
yeah.
But the fastest way, very, very fastest way, is buy books on the web.
My question is, I've been feeling a lot of energy around me. The things that you've been talking about, I'm kind of going through that myself,
mm-hmm.
a big shift within myself.
Yes.
And I was wondering, in the moment, I don't know, can you channel on the spot, or is it something that you can't really do right now over the airwaves?
No, I can. I can channel. There's many that speak through me as well. There's Archangels, Ascended Masters, personal guides, your own higher self. There's
so
many beings that come through.
Okay.
Would you like to receive a message?
Yes, I would.
All right.
My name is Brian.
I'm sorry?
My name is Brian.
Brian. Okay,
yeah.
Now give me a moment to connect.
Okay.
You will hear me breathing quite rapidly. The connection is made through my breath. I'll be huffing and puffing. It sounds a little strange on the phone, but it's like an antenna, and the connection moves through my breath. They will begin to speak. They will identify. The spirit who will come through will identify and say, I am, will be the first words, I am, and then they will state who they are. Then they will switch from singular, I am, to plural, we. Because there's many, many speaking to me all at the same time. It's almost like a forum of spirits that will be contributing to your message, and there's one main spoke spirit delivering the message.
Okay.
Right?
Do I need to ask a question, or you just allow it to
You may ask a question, or you may just receive a message, or whatever happens. They can come in and give you a message, and then you may ask them a question.
Okay. We'll just play it by ear.
Many times they will give you past life information to get you to understand why you are who you are and karmically, you know, what is occurring. So it gives you kind of like the connection that this happened to you over there. That's why now this is occurring to you, occurring with you in this lifetime. They give you the kind of the connection of, in other words, when they speak about a past life, they're not just accessing a past life just for conversation. There's a truly a connection with why they're talking about that lifetime in conjunction to what's happening to you now.
Well, excellent.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So give me a moment to connect, and then, you know, when I step away, then I'll talk to you again just like this, and I can further explain for you as well if there's something you didn't understand. Okay, I'm going to go in. So here we go.
I suppose I should be quiet.
Namaste.
Namaste.
For I am the Archangel Gabriel, the messenger sent from His Most Holy Radiant One, for your higher self beckoned me, Gabriel, to deliver this message before you now. Dearest one, you have truly begun to see the light of day, for it is within what it is that you have to say and relay. This lifetime is all about communicating, we say. You are learning many, many lessons within this way of communication day by day. Your beingness wishes for you to know that the fastest way for you to grow is to now center yourself and begin to truly embrace you. You need to look and find and become extremely kind with yourself through your own inner way so that you will be able to say and relay with many along the way the information that is already stored within your soul memory. You see, dearest one, previously you were one who was overcome previously through disease. This was a lifetime for you when you were not able to bring through expression. This was a lifetime for you when you were not able to communicate within the way that you wished to. You were a very young man who was willing to expand. However, physically, your body faltered quite deeply. Your body slowed down within the way of the energy through the crown, becoming completely blocked, we say. And you lost your communication ability. You became extremely fragile. You became extremely frustrated along the way. This lifetime, your soul and spirit is now willing to portray a man of means through what it is now that you can access within your dreams. Your dream time is extremely important to you. So your dream time wishes to further communicate with you, and your dream time will further advise you what it is that you need to do and bring through and share with many. Question now if you wish to.
Dear Gabriel, thank you, one, dear one. I thank you for all the love that you bring to this earth. And I am expanding my consciousness as we speak. And I thank you.
We thank thee for allowing our spoken words to be our peace, our blessings. Namaste.
Namaste, dear one.
Namaste. That was wonderful. Thanks, Brian.
Brian.
Yes.
I'm back. Did you understand this message?
Yes, I did. Everything that you spoke ran so true and very deep to the heart. And I've been talking to Veronica in past shows about the dreams and my dreams, and it's connecting very strongly with me. So
yes.
I've been learning now to really observe and write these down,
yes.
How important this is to keep a dream journal.
Very important for you. You see, I'm sure as you understood, you suffered a stroke, is what he was basically saying. There was a lifetime for you when...
Yes.
You, your body accepted what we'll refer to as a stroke, and you lost your ability to speak, and you were extremely frustrated as
yeah.
the man. You were not able to, you know, basically make your point heard. People were no longer understanding you, and probably no longer. You know, having the patience with you. So you
yes.
became extremely frustrated. This lifetime, you are very willing through your, you know, inner self to balance this and correct it, and you have much to offer and much to share through communication.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm working on. And I have a lot of those experiences. There's a lot of energy that's been flowing through me. I've been starting to see a green glows around my finger, you know, like the aura field.
Yes.
So it's just amazing how strong this is really. And I've been eating a lot more healthier.
And good,
I know how
good.
Important that is to really to maintain those energies and to bring in the higher frequencies, how important a good healthy diet is.
It's very important, yes. I really try to really work with myself diligently. I really... it's very important working with the body. I mean, it's true, of course, our bodies are our temple. And
yeah.
when the body is as pure as we can, you know, allow it to be, work with ourselves, you know, intensely, it's true, we will receive more. It's very,
oh,
very
yeah.
important to really honor the body, respect the body.
And I appreciate that. But you know what? I'm going to say goodbye to Brian because we
yes.
might have time for another being, and that was so wonderful.
Thank you, Eve, so much. And
oh, thank you.
Thank you. Both have a very nice evening.
Blessings, Brian.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
That was
bye-bye.
Wonderful, Eve. And I think that we might want one more caller before the show is over.
Yes, so, I can also answer questions. You know, I can access information. I can do many, many things. I clear homes, businesses, properties. That's one aspect of the work. People fly me around the globe just for that one aspect.
For clearing energies from places?
Yes, clearing homes, businesses, properties. I've worked with many well-known landmarks within the countries and all sorts of things. So it's very fascinating.
Wonderful. We're going to give you a number again, but here's a caller. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Susan. I've been fascinated by the show, and I have a question that you can help me with.
Sure.
I'm having trouble manifesting my creative destiny. I was wondering if you could help me, assist me clearing the blocks to that.
I feel very strongly. Your name is Susan?
Yes, that's
Susan.
Correct.
I feel very strongly there's a blockage at the base of your spine, at your root chakra. Are you aware of this?
No, but does it have anything to do with my stopping exercising lately?
No. I feel this is deeper. I mean, I feel that this is, I'd say approximately the last 15 years or so, 12 to 15 years.
Oh.
Now, can you relate to this at all?
Let's see. I just raised a child who's about 25 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see, this is 2007, and I'm trying to think where I was. I was in California 15 years ago, and I'd have to think about what I was doing then, or about what happened, or why I would have stopped creating then.
I feel that there's something stuck, frozen there in the base of your spine on an energetic level that needs attention.
Uh-huh.
I find it's a withdrawing.
Mm-hmm.
A withdrawing.
Deep, deep withdrawing.
Would it have to do with the relationship that I was in? Because that's the only thing I can think of, because that's how I think in terms of relationships.
Well, I feel it's connected to survival. It's a survival issue, so that makes sense probably with a relationship. You know, were you in a unsatisfactory relationship?
Yeah, and I'll have to think that well, the last relationship that I've made, the relationship I was in, ended around 89 or 90. But I've been on survival mode in terms of, like, taking care of myself financially, so maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I feel it is probably, there is such a fear there that you're not truly trusting what it is that you can receive. There's a block there, but you're contributing energetically to that block through your own belief system within yourself that perhaps, you know, the fear just overwhelms you and grips you, and you're not allowing.
I think I know what this is. Do I know what this is?
Do you feel that you're aware of it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I went on disability.
Ah. When did you go on disability?
And it might have been around that time.
There it is. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I think this is.
That's
yeah.
what it is. You basically locked yourself into a mindset that you're not going to allow yourself to be free, that you yourself are holding yourself up on some level, and it is blocking, as you say, you're looking for your creativity, your manifestation to come through.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're blocking it yourself. By probably what you did, by hooking into disability, you're actually, shall I say, you're actually congratulating yourself within a way of keeping yourself immobile.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you kind of understand what I'm saying?
Yes, this makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Are you satisfied? Thank you for your call.
Yeah, I think I can work with that. Okay, thank you very much. God bless.
You're welcome.
Okay, goodbye now.
Bye.
And that was Susan. I wonder if we're going to have another call. But, Eve, I think we should give your number again, 203-322-3689.
Yes.
And Eve does clearings. You do clearings from old buildings. You go all over the world to do clearings from old buildings and people.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be old. I've worked with homes, brand new homes, just built, and yet the energies are connected within the land.
Hmm.
You know, people move in and they have a brand new home and things are kind of a little out of balance and they can't understand why, but it doesn't have to be connected to old. It's just what's already there in patterning effects connected to the land, what's there, you know, trees, whatever. It's very fascinating, very fascinating.
Wonderful. We have another caller.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask for a request. Would you do a channeling this time?
Sure.
Not that that wasn't wonderful, but I'm very fascinated by your channeling as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Good afternoon, good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
This is Springs. And I've just really enjoyed that. And I feel like the same kind of thing that the other people, that I have some block to getting really open. When I hear your process, I think there's just a fear of pain or something like that moving through it. But I wondered if you could tune in to either the how I can clear the obstruction or what it is that I'm meant to be doing.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't quite hear correctly. I felt like it faded out for a moment on the phone. Did you say you're in physical pain? I'm sorry. Can you say again, repeat what you're saying?
I feel like there's a block to me being courageous like that, to really be open.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so if there's something like a past life or something that you could tune into that I could help work through, because I really want to be courageous and to feel whatever pain I need to feel to, so that I can really do what I'm meant to be doing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So would you like me to channel for you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here we go.
I would like that, too.
All right, let me tap in. I am Lord Count Saint Germain of the violet flame, for I guide thee, I have been working with thee for quite some time, and it is time for you now to realign and bring through words of wisdom for you. You see, dearest one, you are learning to overcome inhibitions along the way, and you are meant to write, we say. Writing needs to be mainly for you personally. You see, when you bring yourself into and through the writing process for you, you are opening up to many, many of the beings that work with thee. You are very much protected energetically. Many, many guides, we say, that are assisting thee within this present timely way. You see, dearest one, you are learning to overcome afflictions of the soul, afflictions, we say, due to insecurities in regard to this lifely way connected to past life recall. you were one who was extremely tall. This was a lifetime for you, physically. You were within the masculine energy, and through your body, the height, we say, that you possessed within that lively way was what we will refer to as astounding. You were looked upon within a non-acceptable way. You suffered from a disorder, we say, connected to the pituitary gland within that lively way. And the height of thy body continued to grow, which took you out of your masculine flow. So your masculinity was jeopardized by the way that you would feel with thee internally. You felt inadequate as the man. This lifetime, we say, the feeling of inadequacy still blocks your way. Now, in conjunction to your body, we say, you have balanced this conditioning through. However, the emotional body is not working completely with you within the full state of repair. So you need to be more so aware of your feelings internally, the way in which you need to see thee within your own mind's eye completely. You need to accept yourself as perfect and whole, which you still have not brought through for you. You were a writer within that lively way, and there is unfinished business for you here today within this present lively way, within the way of writing. Clear?
No. Well, it makes sense in the sense that I've resisted writing just tooth and nail. I always say I can't do it and that I would do body work or energy and things that I'd never think I can write. I mean, I journal write, but I haven't even been doing that too much. So it makes sense because when I do write, I do feel like I'm guided.
And this is what you need to do.
That's what I need to do. Well, thank you so much. I felt so much light while you were talking.
Me too. Wonderful, wonderful.
Peace and blessings to you.
Thank
and
you
namaste.
Very much.
And namaste, Anna, and thank you, Saint Germain.
Namaste. And Veronica, thank you. Bye.
All right. And we have to close this show, as much as I don't want to let you go, Eve.
Oh, thank you.
And I thank you for bringing your Beings of Light and the book, The Awakening. I read the end as well. It's a very triumphant book.
Thank you.
For readers, will take you through so many of the processes of awakening that we all have kind of parallel in a way, but yours is so crystal in how you present it, and it's just really evocative.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for your work in the world and for coming on Paradigm Shifters, because I know you're doing that, shifting the paradigm for many.
Yes, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Eve.
Okay.
All right, this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. This week at 8 o'clock, I'll be on with Jackie Salvitti and E.T. Healing on BBS Radio, 8 o'clock Thursday night. And then we're doing Radiance by Design again next Tuesday. I don't know what the subject is. If you'd like to be on my email list, email me, Veronica, at Veronica Entwistle, that's ENTWISTLE, veronicaentwistle.com, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. Or if you'd like a session with me, my, again, email Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. I'd love to give you a session. And the other thing is I can't remember who my paradigm shifter is. I think it's Meredith Sowers, and I'm not really sure. So I'm going to be sending out my little mailer again. And many blessings to everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wasn't it wonderful to hear that channeling and to hear Eve's awakening story? And you're all awakening. Let's do it together. Love to all of you.